T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit/bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I like, Dan, no offense, I like doing the morning show every once in a while. I had a bunch of texts yesterday from folks saying, are you switching? I'm like, no, I'm not. Why would I? I enjoy this shift.
Why would I be offended by that?
No, I'm just saying, I don't know why. But, you know, so I did the show yesterday.
Did you watch 18 innings and then get up and go to work? That's rough.
I was out like a light. Man, are you kidding? I'm like, oh, the game's going on. It was like last night, too. I was trying to stay awake. I'm like, and then I was like, I can't believe Toronto's winning this game. And then I was like, I can't believe Toronto won this game. So we're going to get to that coming up in a little bit. But, you know, it's just it's weird when you do the morning show and you're out of here at 10 rather than coming in at 10. And it's like, wait a minute, the whole world's going on during the day. Like, what is this? What's going on?
Yeah. Getting up that early is really tough on me, man.
The 4 a.m. part of that? Yeah, that got to me a little yesterday. I was like, I don't know about this. We talked a little bit about what Albert Breer had to say there about Myles Garrett and the complications of trading him. And you know, I don't see it, but you've got to figure out a way to move forward. And even in the break just now, I was like, we're talking about Harold Fannin. Like, I love that guy, you know? And so there is, I can't believe we're going to do this. There's an optimism still to a team that's 2-6, and I think when you go back to why do we lose our head on Sunday, because that's kind of where we started this whole thing.
Right.
Well, why do we believe that this team can win on Sunday when all week we sit here and everyone just rips them to shreds, and then you're like, well, they should have won.
Well, it's because you watch that defense and you realize that they are in every game if they can get anything out of the offense, right? And that just hasn't happened to this point.
All right, I'm going to take a couple phone calls. Then sure. I want to talk to you about Kevin.
Let's do it.
So, let's go with Mike in Streetsboro first. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I don't know. I mean, I'm starting to think that Kevin Stefanski is playing favorites here. It just seems like he wants Dylan Gabriel to start, and he's really going nowhere. And
okay, hold that thought for a second. Tom, let me ask you this. Do you truly believe he wanted him to start, or do you think he wanted Flacco to be able to move on, and then he got traded from underneath him?
I think he wanted Kenny Pickett, and then he had Joe Flacco as a parachute, and both of those things got off course, and then suddenly you're forced to play a rookie, and then you're playing the third round pick over the fifth round pick because you feel like he's more ready to play. So I don't think it's favorites. I think he's playing the guy that he thinks at this point gives him the best chance to win.
Mike, go ahead. Sorry. Finish the rest of your thought. Sorry.
I mean, if that's the case, I mean, yeah, but why aren't you preparing Shador a little bit more? Why wouldn't you give him any first team reps?
I know he alluded to that. And Tom, I'll say this to you too. If Shador is on the field going up against our first team defense as a scout defense, isn't that a first team rep?
He's getting plenty of reps in practice. He's just not getting the ones that, you know, I think people are making way too much of this. The kid is out there practicing every day, right? And in terms of getting game reps, you get game reps when you're in the game. I mean, during the week, every team in the league is not getting their backup ready by giving them game reps. They're getting the starting quarterback ready. And when your starting quarterback is a rookie, you have to maximize every single snap you have in that time that you're on the field. So I don't think it's favorites, Mike. I think it's just right now, this is the situation they're in. I think, you know, if you're a Shador guy, you know, good for you. I think his time is coming. It's just not now. And I don't, you know, as I said earlier, I don't think anybody can have success right now with the way this offense is playing. So, you know, I think you'd be dooming yourself to see Shador fail if you put him out on the field at this point.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks,
appreciate
Mike.
It. All right, let's go to Michael, who's in Cleveland. Hi, Michael.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for hanging on.
What's up, Michael?
Hey, no worries, guys. I just wanted to share with you guys my thoughts on Miles from, like, the time he requested his trade. And, like, it was – and I love Miles, and this is for the team and Miles. When he first requested his trade, I was like, cool. This is perfect. Get as much draft capital as possible. Because to me, that was going to be doing right by Miles and maximizing our position. Because I don't think we can get him a Super Bowl before the end of his career. And I think we saw on Sunday that you can have the best defensive end in the history of the world. If you don't have quarterback figured out, you're still going to lose football games.
Very
so
true.
Like, why pay the man $40 million a year to what? We're already in cap hell, you know, like what? Apparently we need to spend more money places that, you know what I mean?
So why do you think that they then didn't maximize that leverage at that time and make the move? Like what? You know, what led them
to... I think they were too scared of the fan base, honestly. I think they were on thin ice and, you know, they were like, okay. Because, I mean, look at the Steelers. They needed some...
Yeah, they didn't want to walk down...
They needed some arm twisting to pay TJ.
I don't know. Do you think there was a lesson to be learned by Baker there? And I'll leave that. And thank you for the phone call.
Yeah.
Was there a lesson to be learned by what happened with Baker?
I think Baker, and I also think that the Watson trade, I think this team was gun-shy to make another big move after making an historically bad one. I think there was a lot of reservation. I don't think Andrew Berry wanted to be, you know, acknowledged as the guy that traded for Deshaun Watson and traded away Myles Garrett. I mean, that's certainly not a legacy that I would be, you know, willing to put on my resume. So
that's like letting Jim Brown retire and moving a franchise.
Yeah,
right?
I just think, everything that transpired in December just was puzzling to me because it was kind of antithetical to the way that Miles had talked about, to your point earlier, Andy, becoming a leader and becoming more of the face of the franchise, if you will. So, and I thought from day one that it was more of a contract ploy than anything else, and he got what he wanted, right? And so I think everybody, you know, Miles now has to be willing to accept that this is where they're at, and I know that's hard, and that's what everybody's dealing with right now, right? We talked about the emotion of how this has felt over the first 8 weeks, and while we thought that the potential was there for this team to be 2-6, living it is very different than to talking about it in the offseason.
Gotcha. Larry's in Avon. Hey, Larry, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Larry.
Good. I just wanted to call, let you guys know. I listen to your show every single day.
Thank you.
It's very informative. You guys are doing a great job. I just want to call and let you know that it's a great show, and I'm listening to it now as we speak.
No questions? No, you're just calling in and say, hey?
Just call and say hi and everything. You know, I could get on the Browns thing, and you know, I'm 50 years. I'm 50 years old. I've been around. I've been watching the Browns since they came back. It's just one of those things where either you're a fan or you're not. You know, you just got to stick with them. And I'm a sports guy. You know, so I like the Cavs also, but I'm more of a football guy. So,
all right, hey Larry, have a great day. You can be a friend of the show. Congratulations,
you win. Too. Thank you very much.
You win absolutely nothing, but you can be a friend of the show. Congratulations. Goodbye, Larry.
Thank you.
All right,
we need to take a half a beat here and just recognize what is taking place.
What is taking place?
We had a Shador Sanders call that ended with everybody amicable. Like that happened.
When?
Just want to point that out.
When did that happen?
That was the first call you took. Explain it to me.
Oh, you're
Mike.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Mike in Streetsboro.
Yeah.
Okay.
I talked him back a little bit.
Right.
Wow,
And it ended with, oh, okay. And then somebody just called the Sports Talk Radio Show and said something nice about us. Like,
well, you know,
what the hell's going on out here?
I'm befuddled.
I'll be honest.
It's a
with
kicker.
You. So, you know, I've run into people, whether it's at the Westlake Rec or, you know, just out on the town occasionally. And I seem to have that conversation all the time with people that come up to me like with their hair on fire, ready to scream and rant and rave. And then when you reason with them and just kind of talk it through, I think everybody, like we talked about earlier, Monday through Saturday, everybody's fine. Sunday morning, everybody turns into a different person when it comes to the Browns. So, and I know it's hard. Look, I have such compassion and empathy for the people in this town because there is not a better fan base. It's just that, and we have the scars to show it, right? I mean, we've been through hell and back with this team, right? And I know it's difficult to accept. And I just, you and I even talked about this off the air, Andy. I mean, you do have to hold on to those, that glimmer of hope that you see in
Harold Fannin
and Carson Schwechinger and Quinshon Judkins. Boy, I tell you what, talk about a guy who missed all of training camp and came in here with the wheels are spinning, right? And I tell you what, I wanted them to draft Henderson over him just as a Buckeye honk, right? Judkins has been terrific. And I just feel like what's confounded me on Sundays is that their inability to get him in space with the ball, right? There's almost been these Metcalf up the middle type of plays where they hand the ball to Judkins, hope that that Ethan and Wyatt and Joel can kind of hold their blocks, and he kind of picks his spot and goes. The tackles have been been a rough sledding, to say the least, right? And I'm glad that Conklin at least was back this week, because at least that gives you a little bit more of a sense of stability.
It's why you see them go to two tight ends more than
it is.
You know, more than, and by the way, but we have two good tight ends.
And they just can't seem to get to the edge. Like you saw the way the Patriots did. They pitched the ball to Trevion, right? He got outside. They need to find ways to do more of that stuff with Judkins. I think that's what these next couple weeks are as well, in terms of going into the Jets game, is figuring out what they do and what they do best and kind of go from there. Listen, has Gabriel been great? No. Has he been bad at times? Been worse than bad at times, but I think you've got to have patience with a rookie quarterback. Give him a chance to grow and figure this thing out.
The safety was
that was a head scratcher.
I couldn't believe there wasn't even an argument when I was like, I watched the ball leave his hand and I saw no one within 10 miles. And I was like, I can't believe the referees even have to talk about that's a safety.
And he kind of dropped his head immediately, like, oh my God, what did I do? Then he started pointing, like, hey, oh, there's a guy right over there. No,
you didn't understand. The guy over there was wearing 82. I didn't realize he was on the sidelines. What? Chuck, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing good. I know some are saying that Gabriel's related to Roman Gabriel. I don't know if there's any truth to that. And as far as Garrett, why baby Garrett? Hold him to his contract to the last day of his contract. Who cares if he's miserable? We're all miserable.
Well, Chuck, that's not about him. That's about us. That's about us being able to get first-round draft picks down the road. That's not. Right. I mean, you're not babying him. You're trying to help yourself. If you're going to trade.
You got a good player. So why give a good player away, and then you got to find another good player to replace him? Hold him to his contract.
I get you. I agree with what you're saying, but at some point, don't you want to be better? Do you want to seriously, I mean, do you want, like, if you're a boss, do you want to have somebody who's working for you who doesn't want to work for you, and you know that they're not going to be around maybe for the future, and that you might have the opportunity to bring in some good employees who might be as good at some point? I don't want to trade him, trust me. I think you're 100% right.
And he's not there yet. He's not said that yet either. No. I mean, other than what he said in December, he's kind of changed his tune.
You have to think about opportunity. Like, hey, and I'm going to go, I think you got a couple years ago. If the Indians don't trade Joe Carter, right? Think about that. I mean, he was one of the best in the game and turned out, you know, think about what he did for the Blue Jays. But think about what they got in return on that trade. The Bartolo Colon. Yeah. Like, that's what you're hoping for, right?
It's just one proven commodity you don't have to replace.
I agree with you. I understand the dilemma, Chuck. Thank you.
What about is Gabriel related to Roman Gabriel?
I don't think so.
I've never heard that before.
We can look into
Dan,
it.
Dan, can you hop on Ancestry.com for me really quick?
Go up to him and see if he can do the 23andMe. Can you spit in this for me?
Roman Gabriel, by the way, first quarterback that I saw in person in an NFL game.
Really?
Ready for this? 1969, Los Angeles Coliseum, Packers versus the Rams with Roman Gabriel at the helm, throwing to Jack
Snyder. T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
No. Do you remember Jack Snow?
No, I don't.
I'm older than you.
Related to, not much, though.
Yeah.
Not much. Related to Chrissy?
Chrissy Snow?
Yeah. You remember her?
No.
Three's Company?
Oh, okay. Oh, you're right.
Yesterday, we talked to John Greco on the morning show. And, you know, we were just saying goodbye. And John was on our show for a long time, and then work restrictions for him. And he still wanted to do radio, so he ended up doing the morning show. But, you know, we used to talk to him about cooking all the time. I mean, he's like, he used to make meals for the offensive line all the time. And I'm trying to remember what he said. They were making some kind of, they were making some kind of food, and then he was reshaping it into little ghosts and goblins. For tomorrow night.
Okay.
So, like, the adults are at the house Friday night.
Yeah.
And that they were going to eat those during the thing. And I'm just like, man, this guy's, like, so talented. So, I'm saying goodbye to him in the interview yesterday. And then this came up, and I could not stop laughing about what he said about Halloween and Halloween candy and the situation he had. So, here's a clip from yesterday's morning show.
Well, obviously, full-size candy bars is I'm a classy guy, but I'm also frugal. So my kids are going trick-or-treating, and then our neighborhood trick-or-treat is the following week, which is a whole different story, and it's horrible. So we're just going to repurpose some of the candy that my kids are getting.
Do you ever repurpose candy? That was like the whole thing. You have too?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
We had to 1 year when we ran out of candy.
That's what happened.
So, you gave away the candy that you picked up.
Yeah, we got absolutely.
Isn't that counterfeit candy then, though, really, if you think about it?
What do you mean?
Somebody else, like, made the candy, and then you, brought the candy, and then you're giving the candy back out.
We were just taking it out of our son's bag to give out because we had no more to give out. So, I've had to scramble, by the way. We've had years where we've had, like, hardly anybody at the door, and years where they don't stop coming to the point where I'm like, honey, I'm going to Drug Mart. I'm taking the bike to Drug Mart and buying three more bags of Snickers because we're going to run out.
We lived, when we first got married, we were in a cluster home community, and it was awesome. Like, that was the first time that I ever realized that, we had a group of neighbors that lived down the hill from us, and they would go into one person's garage, and they'd set up a bunch of tables, and at the table, everybody put candy out. So, like, as a kid, you'd go there, and like, boom, 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 boom. You had six things that you got without having to walk up to anybody's door and get candy. And I was like, oh, this is the best. And then I think they had given me some apple cider that had a little twist to it, which I thought was fantastic at the time. And then, you know, we lived in this neighborhood. We had tons of kids. Then we ended up moving. And we live in a neighborhood with a lot of houses. But, like, we just don't get that many kids on our street anymore.
Right.
And I always have candy sitting around afterwards, and so now we're also in, like, you know, this is the worst week of the year if you like the candy, right? Because it's sitting in your kitchen right now, and I can't tell you how many times my wife has looked at me and my son.
And you're grazing.
And said, our son, I should say. And they were like, you know that's for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
You know that's for Halloween. You know that's for Halloween.
And Lori's got under lock and key because she knows I got a sweet tooth. I'd be all over it.
It's bad for me, too.
I will say this, too. I love the way Cleveland does Halloween. Cleveland does a good Halloween. I know.
Why? Did you not in New York?
Well, we did. It's just that, especially where I lived on Long Island, towards the latter years, it turned into more like egg fights and kids hitting you with flour.
So we
and
had
like,
that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
When I was young in Cleveland Heights.
It got a little too rowdy. So it's good to see, you know, the families going around the neighborhood and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad, but I just remember my dad just being livid cleaning up eggshells on November 1st.
Yeah.
You know, that hit our house at some point. And I'm like, why did they throw an egg at our house? Like, what, why did we randomly? It wasn't like I was some loudmouth on the radio back then when I was 9 years old or 8 years old. I was just a loudmouth in the neighborhood, I guess. I don't know.
I've been amazed how decked out houses are getting. It's getting better. Man. Every year grows more and more. My son who lives in Lakewood was pointing out there's a stretch of, is it Cannon Avenue or Cannon Street over near where he lives?
I think there's like, a Cannon in every other neighborhood too, by the way.
But there's one house after the next, just done to the nines. It looks great. Mm. Love it.
And you'll give away what kind of candy this year?
We'll have the usual Snickers, M&M's. Typically not full size, so I'll throw three or four of the fun sizes in the kids' bags.
They were having a sale at one of those giant box stores, and they had the full size, and it wasn't like, I mean, they were like maybe 25, 50 cents a bar at that point because they came in a giant package of it. You know,
bottom wholesale, yeah.
Yeah, bottom wholesale is exactly what we did. And, you know, I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. I always wanted to be the family that gave out the full size Snickers, not Milky Way, though, I'll be honest. Yeah, I just can't do that. But just because I don't like Milky Way, and I don't know why. I'm not a big Milky Way fan. I like Three Musketeers, but I don't like Milky Way. But we gave those away for years. I also think that, I mean, okay, lazy or not lazy, you want to play this game?
Go ahead.
Dan? Someone who isn't going to be at their house, so they just leave a bowl of candy out. Lazy or not lazy? I think it's respectful.
Is the bowl full?
Yeah. I don't know. And, it depends on when one
the kid, first two kids come and take the whole thing.
Because
right?
I may or may not have had neighbors growing up that had the just take one with the empty bowl, It was always empty.
Although I guess maybe now with having video cameras out there that you would know that you know who's the jerky kid that took all the candy. So maybe it's not as bad.
I'd say not lazy.
Yeah, I think it's respectful, maybe more than anything. But
sure.
I'm sure I have neighbors that think that that's lazy. I don't think it is.
No, we have neighbors that come down and join us on our driveway. So they're not at home. But so then when they come up to our driveway, we're like, oh, we're the house three doors down. So so no bowl out there. So you're getting them from us here. So
okay, and then the other thing that becomes a habit, it really was when we were in the other place, is not having a home game for Halloween. You know what I'm talking about? Where you see the car drop off 15 kids at the top of the street, and now all of a sudden
they're tripping.
They're like, who are these kids? Where are they coming from?
Oh, there's a big franchise there of people going to other,
Yes.
Let's go to the estates in Westlake, because we know we're getting full-size candy bars at every door.
There you go.
That was part of that contingency.
Yeah. But I'll be honest with you, you're better, whether you...
There's an industry.
If you think about it, though, you're better off being in the cluster home community, because you know there's an opportunity for more candy. If you drop yourself off, or drop them off in the gigantic house community, you know, you got to do a lot more walking, and you're probably only going to get a quarter of the amount of candy that you would have got.
Maximizing your assets. Here you go. It's like the Garrett trade right here.
Oh, it's exactly the same thing. I love the way you turned it back to what we did. Are you dressing up for Halloween? Next question, Dan Madigan.
No, I'm going to sit in my porch and drink beer.
That's what you're going to do?
That will be my costume.
You're gonna dress up as...
We'll call it Friday. That will be my costume.
Archie Bunker, is that who you be?
That is correct.
Are you dressing up?
A little less off color.
Those days are gone. We used to, friends of ours in Westlake used to throw an adult Halloween party that was out of control. And it got to the point where it got so out of control. We used to dress up for that every year. So I think the last time I went as Dog the Bounty Hunter, which was kind of fun. Yeah, wow. I still have some photos of that. Did Dracula one year. Lori did... a pregnant Britney Spears, and I did the paparazzi photographer.
Oh,
that was kind of fun. It's been a minute, but
for you, man.
No dressing up this year. I'll follow. I'll wear Menigan's costume and just sit in the driveway and drink some wine or have some beer.
I'm pretty good. I'm going to do middle aged man this
year.
I feel real good. I don't even know.
Good costume.
Am I past that? I just take my ARP card around. That's all I'll do. I'll pass. Hey, can I get candy for this? Oh, wait a minute. Better 20% off a cup of coffee? All right, even better. We're good with that. Last question. How old is too old to trick or treat?
13.
I agree.
Is that about your wheelhouse?
Yeah, that's where I am right there. Although.
6th, 7th, 8th grade, 7th grade maybe. We still get like those, you know.
The high school
juniors
kids that
and
come.
Seniors coming through to load up,
That's a little much. If you've got a driver's license, you should not be out there.
That's true. Driver's license and
mustache and beard.
Exactly.
Son, what? How old are you?
I'm ten.
Never mind.
I'm 10. I just have a deep voice.
One pet peeve of mine, though, is
pet peeve.
Kids don't say trick or treat enough. I have to prompt it out of most of them.
I love it when the little kids come up.
Silence.
Yeah.
What do you want? Hi, good to see you, kid. You have something to say? Trick or treat. It's easy.
Yeah, but what, like, is there ever a trick?
No.
No, there's never a trick.
But I want to have that exchange.
So somebody had a bowl of like Halloween stuff that's sitting out in the lobby right now, and one of the things to give away are pretzels. Is it good to give away anything other than candy?
I think it's acceptable. Do pretzels
work?
Yeah, they come in that small little bag.
A little bag of pretzels? Yeah.
Pretzels are fine. The ones that always used to do me in was when you would get the little bags that had, 10 cents in it and a bunch of like the spider ring and the notepad and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. What are we doing here?
Golf tees.
This isn't a back to school holiday. Golf. Give me candy.
Fifth of liquor.
Certain neighborhoods.
What?
Yeah.
What's this?
I mean, now you would end up with trick or treat if you showed up with a bit of liquor.
Good point.
That was another thing that I learned after we moved, that there were neighborhoods where the adults were doing their own trick or treating with having a different drink at everybody's
house. Wagon?
Yes.
Yep. The wagon's a good time.
Yeah, I don't know. It beats tailgating, I guess.
Hey, there's trick or treaters on. Let's get some phone calls in here.
We got a trick or treat phone call in there? I didn't see that. Or you want to take a couple? Here we go. Czar. Czar's in Fairview Park. Hey, Czar.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, you got a good Halloween take? Go ahead.
Okay. So, very early 70s. I remember the one costume I was wearing. It was one of, the cheap plastic mask you put over your face. It was Uncle Sam.
Okay.
I know it rained that day all day long, and here I am walking around, big paper grocery bag, and I'm just dragging it along the grass, not thinking anything. It's getting filled up. It's getting kind of heavy. And I remember one house stopping at, and there's like five of us on the porch. We all say trick or treat, and the lady's dropping in handfuls of candy to every bag. She gets to my bag, and that must have been that last piece of candy that broke the bag's back.
Oh, no.
And the whole bottom blew out. It went all over the porch.
Ah.
Now imagine my perspective. The original Halloween in the beginning when he's looking through the eye holes of the mask.
Yeah.
That's my perspective. I'm looking down at my candy, and I just see dozens of these little hands scram in there and start stealing all my candy.
You got robbed. That's weird.
They're scurrying like crazy. And I couldn't do nothing but started crying because it's like, oh, my candy.
I'm sorry, Zach. You okay now? You all right?
Yeah, now I give out scrambled eggs and beer.
Goodbye, Zach.
Do you remember those store-bought costumes with the plastic mask sweating through those things?
Yeah, but the great thing was it had one rubber band and two staples trying to hold it on.
Yeah.
I was Spider-Man a couple years. I love that. My mom made me wear that till I was like 22. It was nuts.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit/bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface. in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.